Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm JB Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff One Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another edition of Activists Around the World. And we are keeping in theme with the indigenous peoples and what they have done, what they continue to do around the world and for the community. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about cartography, I guess, and essentially how they are making some amazing changes and advocating for their community. But before we start, Annie, you and I recently had this conversation about how we did not have GPS. Yes, folks. I think there's a lot of us who remember days before GPS and taking around Yahoo Maps, not even Google, because Google really wasn't a thing at that point. It was Yahoo Maps everywhere and trying to figure this out. But even before then, before having the like point by point direction, there was just maps. Can you read a map?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, okay. So if I just hand you, like, we got to go to this, and can you read it like not on roads either, like actual land maps?
I don't think I would be excellent at it, but I think I could do it. And my mom and I were talking about this the other day because we were in a situation where a map needed to be read, and I read that map.
Yeah. Look at you.
I was pretty impressed, and I probably shouldn't have been, but
you know, there's a lot to, we know the whole trope about women not knowing directions, men refusing to ask for directions, all of those things. I think we need to come back and talk about cartography and women. I think that would be really fascinating because the idea of maps and then 3D maps, I was obsessed in social studies when we would have the raised maps and trying to follow the landscapes and trying to figure out mountains and the deserts and what areas go to like agriculture for agricultural needs as well as for land building, as well as property lines. Man, it's a whole big field. And I'm wondering, as everything has become more and more technology-based and we've gotten more advanced, what cartography looks like today, to be honest. But because of those advancements, it has really, really helped into at least organizing and or bringing predictors for possible disasters, which is what we're going to talk about today. But I just had a moment of like, cartography, we don't actually talk about that much anymore. I wonder what is happening in that world. Of course, Arrested Development, that dude was Buster. Did you watch that? He was in cartography and he couldn't actually read maps. He was just coloring all over the place. Yeah. I feel like that would be me.
Yeah, I mean, that's a valuable, it's a mental, coloring, you know, release.
You were so kind as I'm making fun of myself. You're like, that's good for you. You self-care with that matte coloring, Samantha. You self-care. But yes, there is a reason we are talking about maps in general. I definitely went off because I'll ask the development. It was funny. All right. But today we are actually talking about the leadership and activism of Hindu Umara Ibrahim, who is an environmentalist as well as a women's activist from Chad and is an Imbororo indigenous pastoralist as well. And again, a few of the hats that she wears. She is, as we're talking about, a cartographer and more. And she's really used these technologies and this skill in bringing a community together and helping her lands and her peoples to try to navigate what is happening in the climate change, which is impacting them pretty greatly. She's been active in advocating for her indigenous community, whether it's spending time with her community as they continue to farm and herd the land, or working to help those who don't have access to higher education to get that access. It was when she was in school herself, she understood how many indigenous women were not able to get the same educational opportunities. So she founded the Association of Indigenous Pool Women and Peoples of Chad, or AFPAT, A-F-P-A-T. And the organization started as a community-based organization that focused on the rights of girls and women in Imbororo, but has since grown. In 2005, 6 years after the founding, the organization received an operating license and has been working on an environmental level, including participating in international negotiations for climate change, environmental protection, sustainable measures around the community, and more.
And throughout her advocacy, she has continued to talk about the intersections of human rights, women's rights, and environmental rights, and that to fight for justice and rights, you can't advocate for one without the other. In an interview for Rolex and Time magazine, she said, "People need to understand that we cannot talk about human rights without talking about environmental rights. We all depend on nature. We interact with our environment. That's why, for me, I can't protect human rights without also protecting the environment." And that's something she has been doing for her community. After witnessing the detriments her community has gone through due to the continued climate crisis, Ibrahim has been working as a leader to help her people and those around her. In the Imbororo community, climate change has decimated water access and land access to the herding community. Lake Chad, an important water source for her community, has gone down to 10% of what it originally was. This loss has not only caused hardships for the land as a resource, but it started a violent competition for the farmers trying to get access to the water and other dwindling resources, as well as displacing many families in the community.
Yeah, she watched as the impact grew, and she began experimenting with an idea to not only have the indigenous community come together, but to lead together to work on creating a mapping system that could help locate and allocate resources for farmers and herders within the indigenous community. She knew that because indigenous people were the most affected by the climate crisis at that point, that they would be able to find a way to create a system to make progress in combating the harms of climate change. She stated, "As an indigenous peoples, we know how to protect our forests. We know how to manage funding. You just have to respect the way we do it. We want to be partners, not recipients or beneficiaries." And she has been very, very vocal about the fact that they need to be the leader in this conversation. And I absolutely agree. One of Ibrahim's first projects included working with meteorologists to get accurate local forecasts that eventually became text message alerts to help herders and others to get information that is often unpredictable, but trying to get that information in advance.
Right. And she then went on to work with local indigenous farmers to start a mapping exercise, getting community members to plot migration patterns and corridors for cattle to water. Then she met with fishers to get information on access to shores and moved on to getting information from farmers for cropland data. And Ibrahim collaborated with UNESCO and the Indigenous Peoples of Africa Coordinating Committee, or IPAC, I-P-A-C-C, to create a 3D map of Chad's Sahel Desert region, with over 250,000 Mbororo. Ooh, that's a tough one to pronounce. I hope we're getting it somewhat close. people who rely on farming and herding. The map helped the community to plan for future climate needs and mitigation. It allowed for the voices of the indigenous people to be a part of the science and technology conversations, to make decisions for the future and how to work sustainably for their community. And even more, the project helped indigenous women to have a voice and decision-making power in a way that continue to uphold the traditions of their culture.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure.
To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association member, FDIC. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast from Ruby Studio in partnership with Intel. Explore the future of technology that's rapidly evolving our world today with the help of AI.
There is still so much work and research needed to fully understand the power and potential of AI, and Intel is at the forefront of implementing AI and revolutionary technology that's changing the world we live in for the better.
In each episode, Graham interviews the minds transforming medicine and healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more, while pioneering new uses for AI in these spaces.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And her continued work in advocacy has made her a leader not only for her community, but across the nation. In 2016, Ibrahim was selected to sign at the historic Paris Climate Agreement. And in 2018, she attended the United Nations Climate Change Conference, where she reiterated the importance of government responsibility and how they and policymakers were the ones who could create real change instead of putting it solely on individuals, which happens way too often. And in 2019, she was appointed as an advocate of sustainable development goals by the UN. And with all that, she has served as co-chair of the International Indigenous Peoples Forum on Climate Change. And she is also a member of the Policy Board of United Nations and so much more.
And with all of this responsibility, she has garnered awards and accolades for her work, including 2017's National Geographic Society Emerging Explorer, 2017 and 2018's BBC's 100 Women, 2019's Pritzker Emerging Environmental Genius Award, 2019's Time Magazine's 15 Women Championing Action on Climate Change Award, 2020's Refugees International Richard C. Holbrooke Award for her work in promoting the rights and interests of vulnerable communities, and in 2021, she became a laureate of Rolex Awards for Enterprise. So a lot of awards.
Yes, and she's got a lot of responsibility as being chairman, co-chairs, and advocates all around the world, and not just, obviously, in Chad. And she's been doing a lot more, I believe. She's got some write-ups happening. She's, of course, going around doing speeches. And she's doing so much in making sure that Indigenous people are at the forefront in this conversation. And even knowing that as a woman, she didn't originally get the respect that someone else, made a man, would have, but she still pushed to get this done, because it was a lot about being a peacemaker and bringing her community together, because it was causing so much strife individually and causing so much tension in her community with this lack of resources.
Yeah. Yeah. It's incredibly important work. And as always, inspiring to see what she's doing and continues to do. And I'm sure we'll check in And we'll have updates of more awards and more accomplishments and everything. But yeah, as always, if you have any suggestions for people we should talk about on this segment, please let us know. You can email us at stephanieandmomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram @StuffOneNeverToldYou. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff One Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise. All things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights.
Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect.
Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.